Progress check 2. Exercise 2. Page 40. You will hear two different extracts. For questions 1 to 4, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two people talking about students taking a gap year.
Young people have a lot to decide when taking a gap year. So many aspects come into play. Where to go? What to do? Will it benefit them? And how? Also, will they be able to return to the life of academia? You need a certain mindset when you're studying, which can be difficult to regain once you've been out in the world.
It is easy to lose focus when you've had a taste of life away from the books, but I think it can concentrate their mind. Not so much on the rigours of studying, but on a goal to strive for.
I don't know about that. I've seen students give up because they lost the drive for it. And to be honest, I really can't blame them. So many graduates are having to scrimp and save just to stay afloat, their years of studying affording them little in the way of a leg up at the beginning of their careers. No doubt they'll be grateful of their qualifications once they get up the ladder, but they don't seem to count for much when they're attempting to get on that first rung. It's a catch-22.
Extract 2. You hear a local councillor addressing a crowd at a factory opening.
In a year when the local economy has been hit by the foreclosure of the Sonic Electrics company after it went into administration, we are finally turning a corner and closing the book on what has been a tumultuous decade for the region. We have seen record figures of unemployment that I'm sure has impacted every household. Whether it was to a greater or lesser extent, it has been felt by all, and we have never lost the community spirit that makes this such a special place to live. Now, the strength of our resolve has been rewarded by not just one, but two fortuitous developments. With the creation of 100 jobs at this new cannery, coupled with a new factory at the company's sister site in Westerhills, accommodating a workforce of over 200, we can look forward to brighter times ahead. Much like someone who's been hurt in a terrible accident, we've endured a long road to recovery through painful treatment. But we've soldiered on and made it through. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the management who have weathered the storm hand in hand with us. We are grateful for their continued support and their belief in us.